Right then, young mathematicians, this is Mr. McKinnon here. We have been working really hard for the last couple of years on our credit maths, and shortly you will get the chance to show how fabulous you are at mathematics. The exam itself is on Wednesday the 2nd of May, so not long to go. You will sit the general exams in the morning as a limbering up exercise, followed by the credit exams in the afternoon. Together, we have completed lots of past papers and we are definitely starting to recognise the recurring styles of questions. We are really making connections between what the question asks and our strategies to answer it. We know that staring at the question and having a wee panic to ourselves is a rubbish plan. We know that drawing a diagram, writing down a formula, filling in values and so on are good ideas. I'm going to pass you over to a couple of experts now who have been having a conversation about some of the topics we have looked at recently.
Hi there. Would you give me a hand with some credit math revision?
Sure, I'll do my best. How can I help?
Thanks. I'm looking at a graph of a straight line with some points marked in it. What do you think?
I'm thinking y equals mx plus c. I'm thinking y2 minus y1 over x2 minus x1. I'm thinking the c is where it cuts the y-axis.
Ta. On this question, there are two different shapes, and I'm told they have the same area.
Okay, I'm thinking find an expression for each area, put them equal to each other, and solve the equation.
Thanks, I'll try that. The next one says solve the quadratic equation, blah blah blah, and give your answers correct to one decimal place.
This is definitely the quadratic formula. Copy it from the list at the front, write down the values of A, B and C, sub them in carefully, and be careful with the division at the end before you square root.
Thanks again. This question uses the words mathematically similar.
Use your lens to work out the scale factor. If it's about areas, I'll be thinking about squaring it. If it's about volumes, I'll be thinking about cubing.
Excellent. This question has a set of numbers and talks about standard deviation.
I'm thinking three columns. Use the numbers to find the mean. Second column is the deviation from the mean. Third column is the second column squared. Add up the third column, divide by one less than the number you have, and remember to square root. The formula at the front looks scary, but reminds you of the steps.
This next one has the words varies as.
Write what it says in the tin. Directly is upstairs, inversely is downstairs. Don't get your squares and square roots mixed up. Read it carefully. Write a formula with K, sub in the numbers, and then find K.
I'm looking at a triangle and I have information about bearings.
Sketch your triangle, fill in as many sides and angles as possible. Identify what you're trying to find. Do you have a complete pair? Sine rule or cosine rule?
I see the graph of a quadratic in x squared formula.
I'm thinking about roots. Where does it cut the x-axis? Halfway between the roots gets you the axis of symmetry. Sub in that value for max and min.
Thanks again. I'm looking at part of a circle with an angle at the centre.
Are you asked about lengths of arcs or areas of sectors? You simply find a fraction of the whole thing, pi d for arcs, pi r squared for area.
Last one, I promise. I'm working at a trig graph with a horizontal line across it.
Make a trig equation and solve it. Remember to use your CAS diagram.
Thanks very much for all your help.
No problem, you're welcome. Good luck in the exam, Caitlin.
Thank you very much, experts. The strategies you heard there may prove useful. We cannot predict exactly what will be in the exam, but I am sure you will meet questions similar to ones we have tackled together. I'm feeling very positive about how you will do, and I want you to be thinking positively. Think about each question, have a go at all of them. If you have time, go back over your paper, but do not remove anything before you replace it. You don't need to score full marks in every question, but let's make sure we get as many marks as we can from each question. Don't give away silly marks by forgetting to round your answers correctly. Give the exam a real go. Do yourself justice and get stuck in.